And on the phone this morning by Rich Price. Rich is a member of the Newtown Avoca Historical Society, and along with that group, the Town and Country Junior Federated in Avoca are bringing what should be a pretty exciting and very interesting opportunity to you here in Avoca in the coming weeks. Rich, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for the time. This is a traveling Civil War exhibit. Folks are going to learn an awful lot about what will probably be their own past.
What is so interesting is, as we peel back the onion of the past this time, we're learning things about our community and sharing that with folks, and there's been an increase in interest in local history, which that was one of our efforts. That was in that direction. A goal was to have more people involved and more engaging and transferring generational history to the next generation to get young people excited about history. And all this is coming to life, and we're learning a lot about our community in the process.
Well, Avoca and, largely all of Southwest Iowa has really a long and proud history of activity during the Civil War, and I think folks are going to learn a lot more than they realized about their local area.
We have a one-room school in Edgington Memorial Park on the east edge of Avoca that was moved from south of Avoca from near the original Newtown settlement, and that one-room school is where local folks signed up for the Civil War. They were mustered in, and then they had to walk to Council Bluffs, where there was a railhead. There wasn't a railhead here yet. Avoca wasn't in existence, and they just south of town at the Newtown School, that's where people signed up for the Civil War.
Well, you know, here recently, we've reached the 150th anniversary, and a lot of celebrations commemorations going on here over the last couple of years with the 150th anniversary of the Civil War. So it's kind of been first and foremost on a lot of people's minds, and this display is going to give them an opportunity to learn an awful lot of detailed history. What will they see in this thing?
This is a 32-foot long trailer, and it's part of the State Historical Museum's educational outreach program, and it's been going around Iowa since last year when was the 150th anniversary, and inside the fiery trial will have a visual timeline of Iowa's participation in the Civil War. There'll be interpretive panels there available about Iowans and their Civil War experiences, information about an agent for Iowa who oversaw the needs of Union Army soldiers and accounts that were written down and passed on so we could enjoy them today, look into the past, and also the impact of the Civil War on Iowa will be on display, and it's a special role that Iowa played in the Civil Rights Movement when it approved the right to vote for African Americans is in the trailer. Also, a computer program allows visitors to research the Civil War, and they can check on ancestors. They can do it. They can search by person, by town, by township, or congressional district, and connect to the past. This is part of the Department of Cultural Affairs department in Des Moines there with the fiery trial, and they've got very generous sponsorship from EMC Insurance Foundation of Des Moines, the Union Pacific Foundation, and Quest. And these folks have been working together over the last 2 years. Originally, this trailer was dedicated to Abraham Lincoln and Lincoln in Iowa, and they retooled it last year, and this was our only opportunity this spring to get the trailer, April 5th and 6th, a Thursday and Friday, from 10 in the morning till 8 at night. It'll be open, no charge to go through, and it'll be right in the parking lot at the Farm All Land USA Museum. And Jerry and Joyce have, in celebration of this event, they have half-price admission that day to their museum. So that'll be a really good deal if anyone hasn't had a chance to check out Farm All Land USA Museum. And it gives us a good chance with the Historical Society to partner up with someone else that is very interested in preserving our past and sharing it with future generations, and that's Jerry and Joyce Mez doing a great job up there. So it's going to be an exciting time right there at the interstate exit for Avoca. You just pull off, and you'll see Jerry's Museum, and the trailer will be set up in the parking lot, and it's free to go through. And then along the way, we in the local Historical Society have collected many items from original cannonballs that were used to knock walls down with artillery to uniforms and letters from soldiers from the front that have been handed down from generation, and a record of who is buried in our cemetery. We have 70 Civil War veterans buried in our cemetery, and we're going to recognize that and also work with our community and our students with the high school history department and junior high history, and the kids are learning and working with us, and it's been a fun time to learn about Avoca and to share that with the outside world, and especially this local area's involvement with the Civil War.
Well, we should give a little more credit there, too. You talked about the Mez family for helping out there, too, but I know the combination with the Newtown Avoca Historical Society and the Town and Country Junior Federated, there's a little bit of a cost in bringing this opportunity to folks, and to keep it free, they've agreed to pick up the tab.
Well, this local Town and Country Junior Federated Women's Club, they recently received awards at the district convention for all the things they do in our community to make a difference and to help with education, the youth, and the community. And we needed a sponsor locally to help out with the cost of it. And they heard a presentation, and before the meeting was over, there was a check written to us to cover that cost. And we are going to do some other things as far as buying American flags to put on our Civil War veterans' grave, and a week or so, the exact details will come to shape in April, but in late May, as we ramp up toward the dedication of a Civil War cannon that's being restored, the undercarriage and the wheels, all made just like the Civil War, the cannon is going to be dedicated on Memorial Day, and we are going to have a candlelight vigil and a prayer service and a guided tour after dark in our cemetery of some of these more famous Civil War soldiers who, in their biographies and their obituaries, John and Barb Butcher have done a lot of research, and we actually have some stories that we can share with the public about these individuals from a back in the 1860s, and some of them survived to only have lost their life by an accident, like hit by a train or something, and it's just interesting stuff, and we're learning about our Civil War heroes to us.
And a lot is going on in the Avoca area anyway. I know you were telling me off-air before we did this interview today that there's an awful lot of planning involved, and this is just one of the steps in getting some of those things accomplished that you want to do to recognize folks and to make people more aware of their history.
We are also involved with the Hometown Competitiveness Program, sponsored through the Iowa West Foundation and the Heartland Center for Rural Enterprise out of Nebraska, and the Iowa West, our Western Iowa Development Association here in Avoca, and working with everyone, including the Board of Supervisors in our county, on a program that is implementing the four pillars to a thriving, growing community, and that includes youth and leadership and philanthropy and entrepreneurship. And along that, we have learned that if you can get your youth more interested and involved in local history and learn a sense of place and heritage, where they're from, when they go out and go to college or go in the military, at some point in their life they think about coming back home and working with us and growing with us and helping us grow and growing together. And so we're hoping to instill in these young people some sense of heritage and history where they're from, so that when they go to college or off and have successful military careers and they want to come back, go somewhere, why not come home and help us grow? So it's one component, and we're all working together, and we're learning. And one specific thing that we really found out recently from Mike Carr from Carson, he's a retired history teacher and works with the Sons of the Revolution, or Sons of the Civil War group in Western Iowa, and reenactment group and such, and he says to me, you know how you got your east-west streets named in Avoca? And I says, no, how did that happen? When the railroads laid them out, Rock Island Railroad in 1869, they chose to name our east-west streets after famous generals and two presidents, President and General Washington, President Lincoln, and the rest of our east-west streets, with the exception of High Street and then Wood Street was added after the flood of 93. They're all named after Civil War generals, Taylor, Ellsworth, Wool, Thomas, Grant. All of our east-west streets were named after Civil War generals by the railroad when they laid Avoca out in 1869. So we're learning things about our community, and it's a fun time, and we're sharing it with others, and it's going to be an exciting time for us on Thursday and Friday, April 5th and 6th, here in Avoca in the Farm All Land USA parking lot. We'll have the Fiery Trial mobile exhibit from the state set up, and people can learn about the Civil War and the local involvement and such, and that's from 10 to 8 both days. No admission.
Real opportunity for folks, and the nice thing is you don't check IDs at the door. You don't have to be from Avoca to attend. Anybody from around the area can enjoy that exhibit.
we're looking forward to a lot of folks from around Western Iowa come to Avoca that day. We already have a few buses of students. The schools in the neighborhood are bringing over kids, and so we're excited about that, to have young people learn about history and for the rest of us to maybe refresh our memory a little.
No doubt about that. Very good. Again, as Rich mentioned, it's Thursday, April 5th, Friday, April 6th, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. both days at the Farmalland USA Museum parking lot. It's just south of the interstate. Just get off the interstate there at exit 40, head toward Avoca, and you'll see it up there. It's near the Embers restaurant. Not very difficult to find, but you'll find a lot of memories there as well, and it should be a great time to bring the kids also. Rich, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Jim.